Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. New owners for a Great Barrington confectionery, Catherine's Chocolates, has sold outside the family for the first time when Steve and Trent Kinney purchased it. America was plunged in the Great Depression and World War II when 18-year-old Catherine began working in her Uncle Emile's confectioner's shop in New York City. Emile started his little chocolate empire back in the 1920s and eventually expanded it to 7 shops in and around the city. When you own a candy shop, the whole family works, said her daughter, Kathy, who is living proof, as are her own children and grandchildren. She long worked in and eventually owned Catherine's Chocolates, the store her mother started back in 1958, when the family moved to the Berkshires. I've been doing this since 1972, and so have my children, she said. Highly successful, this store passes hands. We have the store. Each week, our millennial writer, Charlotte Penrose, looks around the region for what's happening and shares her recommendations, the most interesting and fun events to come. Here are some of her tips for this week, details on our website. Little Gill Ladies Night, Boho Dreams. A fun evening hosted in support of the Little Guild. Enjoy Boho food and drinks, tarot card readings, henna by Elise temporary body art, and more at Bohemian Plaza in Litchfield. The laid-back vibes, unique decor, and delicious eats are the perfect place to sit back and have your future divined. One ticket includes dinner and drinks, plus a charity donation to support the Guild at the Bohemian Plaza in Litchfield. GB Arbor Day and Chalk Art Festival, Street Party. This tree-centric day is chock full of events from the Downtown Chalk Art Festival and Block Party, with live music, to free seedlings and planting advice, to food from the forest, and a tree ID challenge along the Great Barrington Riverwalk. Carve out some space on the sidewalk and show your best efforts, which of course must include a rendering of a tree. This fun community event will also include a tree dedication and a self-guided tree map of downtown Great Barrington at the Mason Library in Great Barrington. Make friends with your tech smart device workshop. While operating a smartphone as quickly as a teenager might seem like a lofty goal, technology consultant and longtime tech tutor Michael J. is here to show you how to use your devices just as efficiently. In this positive, non-technical lecture, Jay will provide some perspective on the most common barriers for tech users, especially for older consumers, and he'll lead the charge for you to explore your tech fearlessly and to stop overthinking simple steps. He will be available later, along with the staff at the Scoville Library, to answer questions about your most pressing tech issues at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. The Power and Purpose of Food, a Night of Storytelling. Join a night of storytelling to celebrate the power and purpose of food. Local and guest farmers, chefs, and eaters are coming together to share their favorite food stories on stage at the Mahawi. The night will feature guest storyteller Julia Tertian, acclaimed food writer and activist, and best-selling author of Small Victories, Feed the Resistance, and Now and Again. All ticket sales to benefit the Great Barrington Farmers Market, SNAP, and other food programs at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. White Heart Jazz, hitting the right notes. Enjoy an evening of rich jazz and cocktails with a quintet of veteran world-class jazz performers. Members of the group have played at venerated establishments from Lincoln Center to the Village Vanguard, the Knitting Factory, and other major festivals. Their talents can be heard on over 100 albums from major music labels. The event will be a treat for jazz aficionados and new fans alike, with delicious fare from the inn hitting just the right notes alongside the music at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the button on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can be accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves, which link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing, an annual and must acknowledge event for those of us at Berkshire Style. You know, our branding is a sheep, whom we call Sheepy. So it follows that we love the sheep shearing at Hancock Shaker Village. An amazing spring weekend with many other events. We highly recommend it. Out on a limb, hiding history, Catherine Boughton in her monthly column takes a look at a discussion taking place in her hometown of Canaan. The History Center, of which she is director, received a grant to install interpretive signs about the town's history at various locations in the village center. And the text for the signs is stirring up some dust. Read more about the ruckus and how current politics intrudes on the discussion of history. Berkshire Kitchen. The ramps are up and Jane is celebrating their arrival. Ramps, also known as wild spring onions, are one of the first vegetables to sprout in the springtime. Their underground stalks and bulbs look like slender white scallions with leaves that resemble lilies of the valley. You might be able to find wild ramps at some local farm markets, but if you're adventurous, it's fun to forage them for yourself. These delicate vegetables are very versatile. You can pickle them, pesto them, grill them, or tempura them. Because the ramp season is so short-lived, Jane likes to preserve their delicious flavor in wild ramp butter. This week, she shows you how to make it. Country Homes. On over 9 acres in the Millbrook area, a mini estate with private frontage on Wappinger Creek. This small estate has a salt box colonial in mint condition, expansive private guest quarters with a large finished upper level, a screened-in porch, and bluestone patio overlook a large deep pond and mature landscape. Please visit us at Berkshire Style. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.